Hello, welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Maggie Hadley West. Maggie is the filmmaker of the film Sick to Death. Maggie, thank you so much for joining the broadcast today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Matt.
We're so happy to have you, and we're so excited to learn more about this film. Before we get going, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I grew up in Alaska, and I thought I was having a normal childhood, except for the fact that I was constantly sick. I had upper respiratory infections my entire childhood, so I was always on antibiotics. And then when I was about 21 years old, I was living in Texas, and I was living in one of the six most hazardous waste areas in the country, and I started to just feel unbelievably bad. I felt like I had fallen off some kind of a medical cliff, and I had no idea what was wrong with me. And I spent years going from doctor to doctor to doctor, explaining how I felt and being told that there was nothing wrong with me. And I had actually come to the conclusion that I had chronic fatigue syndrome. And so that's what I thought I had for 14 years. And there was nothing I could do that made me feel better. And one year I was living in New York and I had been suffering a lot. And a doctor had prescribed some antihistamines. And he called me frantically and he said, "Oh my God, you've got to stop taking those drugs immediately because they're contraindicated in hyperthyroidism." And apparently my thyroid had swung into hyperactivity and I was diagnosed with what was called Graves' disease. And that was the first time that I knew that I even had a thyroid problem.
Wow. Maggie, I can't even imagine what it's like to go that amount of time without knowing what you had. What was it like when you found out you had Graves' disease and suffered from this hyperthyroidism?
I was really shocked because I had been looking for help for such a long time. And so what I thought had happened was something completely unrelated to everything that I had been experiencing most of my life. And so I was told to drink radioactive iodine, which would kill my overactive thyroid, and then I would become dependent on medication for the rest of my life to fulfill the function of the thyroid. And my instinct was not to do that. And I did an enormous amount of research. This was pre-internet, and I couldn't find any other solution. And so I ended up doing that. I drank the radioactive iodine. I killed my thyroid. My thyroid died a slow death. And then I started taking levothyroxine drugs. And I continued to be sick. And what I thought was that I still had chronic fatigue syndrome and that my thyroid was this kind of anomaly that had happened. But it was taken care of now that I was taking this medication and that something else was wrong. And it wasn't until I was 53 and I had left New York because for probably the second or the third time in my life, I didn't think I was going to survive whatever it was that was going on in my body because I could barely function. And I left New York. I moved home to New Orleans where my family is from. And I, on a fluke, met a doctor who understood thyroid disease. And one day he showed me a medical book. And in the medical book were all of these tables. And this is actually in the film and on my website, 6the2death.com. And on the tables, I read my entire life. Every single symptom that I had had since a child was listed in this medical book as being symptomatic of thyroid disease. And I just burst out crying because I couldn't believe that nobody had known what was going on when I had all of the classic symptoms of thyroid disease. And once I stopped crying, then I was mad.
I can't even imagine how frustrating that must have been for you. For those of us who are listening to this podcast, what are some of the signs and symptoms of thyroid disease that may be overlooked?
Well, the most obvious one was what's called a lack of resistance to upper respiratory infections. So constantly getting strep throat, bronchitis, tonsillitis, colds that drop into your chest, that you have no resistance right there. That stunned me because that had been my entire childhood. Then there were things that were more obvious, which are signs, physical signs. And that is that my hair is very thin, very fine. My eyebrows don't grow on the outer third of my eyebrows. The palms of my hands have like a yellowish cast to them. My little finger doesn't come up to the crease of the finger next to it. That's called shortened fifth digit. I had gastrointestinal problems. I had constant sinusitis. I had, my body temperature was constantly changing. I once charted my body temperature for 3 months, and in the course of the day, it would be low, and then it would be a little bit higher till I felt feverish, and then it would be low again. And it was just constant, this constant roller coaster. And your thyroid is like your body's thermostat. And then there are the really obvious ones like cold hands and cold feet or heart palpitations. Your heart can beat too slowly, or it can start beating too quickly. You can have low blood pressure, or like I was always told my blood pressure was really good. Which what they were actually saying was it's not high, but it was low. And so the conclusion that I came to when I was in my early 50s was nobody was paying attention. Here was this really, really common illness that was at epidemic proportions, and doctors didn't recognize it. And I diagnose people all the time. I can do it in a heartbeat.
Maggie, you mentioned that doctors are not quick to diagnose thyroid disease. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that there are a couple things that happened. In the 1960s, there was a test that was developed, and it's called the TSH test. And it measures the thyroid hormone level in your pituitary gland, but it doesn't measure the circulating hormone in your body. And you need thyroid hormone in every cell, every organ, and every bone in your body. And that's why there can be so many different kinds of symptoms. So when the TSH test was developed, it became a quick fix for doctors. And as doctors slowly began to have less and less contact with their patients time-wise, it became very easy to just do the TSH test. Well, the TSH test misses 85% of people because it's only measuring the hormone in a single location. At the same time that that test was developed, there was also a new thyroid drug that came on the market, and that was called Synthroid. And Synthroid was the new synthetic version of thyroid hormone. And your thyroid produces two hormones. It produces T4 and T3. In a healthy thyroid, your body converts the T4 to T3. If you are not healthy and you have the autoimmune version of thyroid disease, which 90% of people do, you cannot convert T4 to T3. So what happened in my case was I started taking levothyroxine drugs after I drank the radioactive iodine. But because I had the autoimmune version of thyroid disease, which I was never tested for, by the way, until I was in my 50s, I didn't know that I needed to convert T4 to T3, and my body couldn't do that. So ultimately what ends up happening is you get a little bit of hormone and you don't get enough. So that's exactly the reason that I stayed sick, because that drug kept me sick. And Synthroid is the brand name, and levothyroxine is the generic. And those drugs own the business of thyroid disease in the same way that chemotherapy owns the business of cancer. And so it is not actually that relevant that people aren't cured or aren't put into a state of wellness by taking the drugs. It really only matters that they take the drug. And then these drugs also have an incredible amount of influence on what are supposed to be the governing bodies, like the American Thyroid Association or the Endocrine Society. So they are big sponsors for those organizations, and they are able to create a huge propaganda machine, which convinces the vast majority of schools and doctors that these are in fact the drugs to prescribe, when in actuality, there are other drugs that are available that are a lot better for a lot of people.
That is such great information. You know, not only the signs and symptoms, but the treatments and the history behind the treatments. Is there a place that I could go to if I wanted to learn more about these resources?
Oh, absolutely. You can go to my website, which is sick2death.com. There's an enormous amount of research papers for lay people and for doctors. There are articles on medication, and it talks about the difference between the levothyroxine drugs and or natural desiccated thyroid, which is what I now take. And that is pig hormone. And it feels way more natural in my body. It doesn't work for absolutely everybody, but it works for me. And part of what I'm aiming to do as a filmmaker and as an activist is give patients options, because we all deserve the options to figure out what's the best thing for us in terms of getting to the best state of wellness that we can.
We're talking to Maggie Hadley West. Maggie, could you tell us about your film Sick to Death?
Sure. Well, when I went to see Dr. Chuck, which was a doctor here in New Orleans that understood thyroid disease, and he understood thyroid disease, by the way, because his father, who was also a medical doctor, had worked with a guy by the name of Broda Barnes. And Dr. Broda Barnes believed from like the 50s into the 80s when he died that thyroid disease was already at epidemic proportions and had been beating a drum for a very long time. And so Broda Barnes taught Dr. Chuck's father all about thyroid disease, and then Chuck ended up then sharing it with me. And the day that Chuck showed me the medical book, that is the beginning of the movie, because I went back to that experience with him. Because after I read those tables and I saw my entire life reflected there, I was just so angry. And it was cool. I could deal with what had happened to me. I thought, this is fine. I had actually thought that my experience was very isolated, that I was having this experience alone. I didn't know anybody else that was going through anything like I had been going through. But when I realized that there were actually millions and hundreds of millions of people that were having similar or identical experiences all over the world, that hit my little activist button. And I was so angry that I had to make the movie. And the real irony about making Sick to Death is that when I started making this movie, I thought this is the movie that nobody is going to be interested in. You know, nobody's going to want to watch a movie about thyroid disease. And that has proven to be the exact opposite, because you literally cannot swing a cat without hitting somebody who is either diagnosed or very clearly undiagnosed thyroid disease.
Maggie, this is fascinating, and you're right. Millions of people are affected by thyroidism and could benefit by watching this movie. What would viewers expect in watching Sick to Death?
Well, one of the things that I believe is that people will learn how to advocate for themselves if they're not doing it already, because unfortunately, our medical system is not set up to actually help us. So we have to be the stewards of our own health. So there's an example in myself and many other patients, because I brought many other patients into the story, as well as patient advocates who have been, you know, out there fighting this war for a very long time. In fact, Mary Shulman has been writing books about thyroid disease for 20 some odd years, and she was the only patient advocate out there on thyroid disease for a very long time. And then there are progressive doctors that are on the cutting edge of thyroid disease that are in the film. And so people will learn how to recognize thyroid disease in themselves, how to recognize it in others, how to really see like the bigger picture of how each of us is being manipulated by the corporations that are holding our healthcare system hostage and actually have been for the last 100 and some odd years.
Maggie, what makes Sick to Death different than other medical movies?
You know, I didn't want to make a medical movie. I mean, the idea of making a medical movie was just so unbelievably awful to me. The only thing worse than making a medical movie was making a movie about myself. And so to have those two things combined was really kind of horrifying. So I thought, if I have to do this and I have to be the primary character, then it's got to at least be funny, you know, as funny as it can be given the circumstances that we're talking about, which are serious. And so I let the viewers into my process, and my process includes using all kinds of alternative health modalities, one of which is a machine called the Photon Genius. And the Photon Genius is a far infrared light machine and sauna, which I go into naked 2 or 3 times a week, and it has blinky lights. And I shot 300 videos of myself in that machine talking to the audience about what was going on in my body as I was in the process of making the movie. And so that experience of being in the Photon Genius is what makes the movie quirky. You know, every other movie I've ever made in my life, there's always been somebody else that was making a similar movie. There's nobody on the planet that's making a movie where they shot 300 videos of themselves in the Photon Genius.
Maggie, if somebody wanted to view this movie today, where could they go to see it?
Well, it's going to be available on Amazon, and it's available on Vimeo now. But the quickest way to get to it is to go to my website, which is sick2death.com.
And we'll make sure that we have all those links available in the podcast notes, and we'll make sure we share that with our audience. I want to transition back to your patient experience with hyperthyroidism and Graves' disease. Is there anything that you can share with our audience about what that patient experience has been like?
Yes. In the process of making this film, I realized that I actually had Hashimoto's disease. And Hashimoto's is the autoimmune version of thyroid disease. That's what I was dealing with as a child. And that's what was making me so exhausted and feel so terrible all the time, where I thought I had chronic fatigue syndrome. Then in my early 30s, my thyroid swung into hyperthyroidism. And that's when I developed Graves' disease, which is the autoimmune version of hyperthyroidism. So I have two autoimmune conditions. And it took me 32 years to be diagnosed. And the only reason I was diagnosed was because I was about to go into what's called thyroid storm, where you can have a heart attack or a stroke or die because your whole metabolism is running so rapidly that you're in a state of chaos, basically. And it's really reprehensible that that happened, not only to me, but to millions of other people, because all of the medical history that is necessary, all the medical information about this disease pre-exists. You know, I should have been diagnosed when I was probably 5 or 6 years old, the first time I was told I had scoliosis. Because if you don't have enough thyroid hormone in your bones begin to deform. And my experience is so common, and that is the thing that drove me to make the film.
We're talking to Maggie Hadley West, filmmaker of Sick to Death. And you can find that at www.sick2death.com. Maggie, as we get to the end of the show here, do you have any closing thoughts for our audience?
Yeah, I do, Matt. You know, I've been thinking a lot about our healthcare system, and it is so broken. And I think that the primary problem that we have is that big money is involved in our lives in a way that is really unethical. And I don't know what the exact solution is. I don't know how to get the pharmaceuticals and the device companies out of the governing bodies and the medical boards and the schools, but I know that it needs to happen. And I think that the more people are aware that these corporations are really impacting the quality of our life, the more we stand a chance of creating a kind of a grassroots movement that can potentially change the lives of other people or of other generations at the very least. And the other thing that I've been thinking about recently that I've been trying to live by in 2018 is this notion that we are never in a state of perfect wellness or of absolute illness, and that every one of us is traveling between those two points at any given moment in our life. And that the trick is to learn to pay attention to it so that you don't fall into a state of really terrible chronic illness or cancer, because that is what happens when people don't pay attention to their lives. And if there's a gift inside of what's happened to me, is I have learned how to take care of myself, because nobody else is going to do that for me under any circumstance.
For our listeners that want to learn more about you, your story, or how to contact you, where can they go?
I'm very easy to find, actually. You can either go to my website, www.sicktodeath.com, or you can go to yomaggie.com. Yo Maggie has my prior films, my other advocacy work, and Sick to Death is all about thyroid disease. So I'm very easy to find.
Maggie, I have enjoyed our conversation today. I have learned so much about thyroid disease, and I can't thank you enough for sharing your personal story. It's been very inspirational. Thank you so much for joining our show today.
Thank you for having me, Matt. It's been really awesome.
She's Maggie Hadley West, filmmaker of Sick to Death. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. Thank you so much for listening in, and we look forward to bringing you another story soon.